The first methodology that the Quran uses is to talk to the emotional side of the human being.
يا أيها الذين آمنوا, أو you who believe, استعينوا بالصبر والصلاة.
And we have set forth for mankind in this Quran full of examples.
Minbar, a lecture on Islamic issues.
Islam is a way of life, a complete way. It's a complete way.
The audience of IRB English Radio, Assalamu alaikum. Now it's time to listen to a short speech by Sheikh Ja'far Ja'far.
I begin in the name of Allah, the most kind, the most merciful. It's due to that kindness and mercy that we have these opportunities where we gather in remembrance and glorification of Him, Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. When we talk about beauty, in Islam, beauty starts entirely with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And so when we look at that perspective, we find that everything that God has created is beautiful. Similarly, the actions of God are beautiful, right? The way Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala deals with His creation, He provides, He nourishes, He sustains, He has the door of repentance always open, rewards for doing the smallest act, multiple rewards, fasting one day equals this. And this is not just things that are reserved for believers, right? It's for anyone. Anyone who exists, they are drowning in the beauty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whether they appreciate it or not, doesn't matter, right? Whether Allah, it doesn't matter to God, but Allah continues to provide to all of His creation, and therefore whatever we see around us is beautiful. We have to accept that everything that comes from God is beautiful. Yeah, we have to accept it, right? This requires a lot of faith. It requires absolutely a lot of faith to say that everything that happens to me in my life is beautiful, right? To truly believe that whatever God touches is beautiful. And nothing happens in this world without it being touched by God, right? This is why there's another tradition that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala attributes shar to Himself, you know? And He says that I make evil run through the hands of people, and doomed are the people whose hands create or whose hands produce evil, right? And so there's a lot of tafsir as far as why does God attribute evil to Himself, right? And it goes back to the fact that nothing is devoid of the will of God, right? Nothing is devoid of the power of God, right? The moment we say that God had nothing to do with it, He's no longer God, right? He has to be God. But as God, He's given us free will, right? And so even though when I decide to do something bad, it's my decision to do it at that particular moment, but that original energy, that original power to even think of doing something came from Him, right? The original ability to do an action, good or bad, came from Him. It's I who decided to pick a particular course of action, but its attribution, Allah says, fine, I'll take it. This is why we recite in Surah Falak, right? قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ الْفَلَقِ مِنْ شَرِّ مَا خَلَقَ, from the evil that He created. What does that mean, right? But it basically refers back to the original will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And therefore, when we look at our primary responsibility, it's to firmly believe that whatever happens to me in my life, because it is under the auspices of God, because, to put it in a bad way, because it's been touched by God, it's beautiful, no matter what happens to me in my life, right? And man, this requires a serious change of definition of what we consider good and bad, right? Because if I have a specific definition of what is good and what is bad, then I will always, when something that I don't like happens to me, we'll call this thing bad, we'll call it evil, right? But if I were to change my definition of what I consider beautiful and ugly, and rather link it and sync it with the definition of what God considers to be beautiful and ugly, then no matter what happens to me in my life, I will always consider that thing to be beautiful. It's a switch in minds, yeah? We have to switch the way we think. Yeah, we have to switch the way we understand. Even in things which are entirely unpleasant, illness, death in the family, these are not pleasant things, right? If I can remind myself, right, that even in these moments, God knows what's happening to me, right? God is aware that I am going through these things, then I will be able to find the silver lining in whatever happens to me in my life, whatever happens to me, right? And more so than not, the silver lining is not about the event. It's about my response to that event. Yeah? That in that difficulty, God is strengthening my patience. Yeah? In that difficulty, God is strengthening my gratefulness. In that difficulty, God is strengthening my resolve. There is something happening, but we get bogged down by the event. Yeah? Don't get bogged down by the event. Look to see how I can translate that event to my own personal benefit. And the moment I can look at everything from that perspective, I will see acts of beauty. Yeah? And I will see the overall beauty. Now again, I say this, what I mentioned earlier, don't confuse this with the actions of people which are unpleasant. Yeah? Like, I may live with a bad spouse. I may live with a bad partner, right? And I got to deal with this every single day, right? In that, man, if I could see how through my patience I am developing my akhirah, I would accept the beauty in what's happening at that point. Yeah? I would accept it. And again, it doesn't mean that I don't try and change things, of course, right? If it's in my power to change it, I try and change it. But if I can't change it, and there's nothing I can do, forget the spouse example, right? But let's say I live in a country that's being ruled by a dictator, right? I don't have that level of flexibility to say, "Up, I'm bouncing," right? Here's a letter from my lawyer. No, you can't do that to your dictator, right? Like, you're stuck in that situation. And so what do? Right? We change the focus of feeling sad for ourselves to try to develop my inner strength at that particular moment. Right? And in that is my beauty. And so the first thing that we have to understand is that no matter what happens to us, now this does not mean that I don't feel emotion, right? So like, it doesn't mean I don't cry. It doesn't mean I don't get shaken, right? It doesn't mean that I don't have emotions. We look at Karbala, Hussein alayhi salam cried. Yeah, Bibi Zainab cried, right? That doesn't mean that they didn't see the beauty in what God was doing, of course, right? We're human beings, we're not expected to be robots, right? But at the same time, that emotion does not erase the understanding that the hand of God is beautiful and it's there in every single thing that happens. Yeah. So the first thing is the constant reminder. This is really necessary because we get unfortunately defeated very fast. Very fast. The smallest event will knock us off our course and now it feels like we got to start from one again. No, don't. Don't let it. Yeah. If it knocks you down, get up from where you are and keep going. God has not left us. Yeah, the beauty of God is everywhere, my brothers and sisters. We just need to accept it. Yeah, we need to accept it and act upon it. And so the first responsibility is a switch of mind. Yeah, if we want to see the beauty in everything, man, we got to first accept that everything is beautiful, right? And then I try to work the way God wants me to work.
You're listening to Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. This program entitled Minbar. Our email address is englishradio@irib.ir.
كريم عظيم عليم حليم حكيم متين غفور شكور ودود قيوم رؤوف صبور مجيد صلي على محمد وآل محمد يا مؤمنين صل عليه.